Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M2.
There we go, we're away. The idyllic, calm and glassy water surface is shattered here as the boats get away. Everyone seems to be away cleanly as I get a great view of this, looking all the way down the river. At the top, we see Robinson M1 positively motoring towards me. They got out of the blocks pretty well, but the same can be said for Fitzwilliam, who are also doing a nice push as we come up towards the first post. Robinson still probably on station with Fitzwilliam, who are trailing them as the bank party zoom past. Robinson settling into a nice rhythm, rating fairly highly as you'd expect, but they're getting a good amount of send. And actually starting to open up a little bit on Fitzwilliam as they come around the corner. They're able to get a really good set from their stroke side, just pulling them around that corner. Fitzwilliam are not to be deterred, though. Their cox has picked quite a tight line, it must be said, around the first post corner as they look to try and close in on Robinson. But Robinson is just pushing away with ease. Trinity Hall on station more or less with Fitzwilliam, as you'd expect for a division of this quality. But the real movement is happening back with Homerton and Lady Margaret. Homerton only have about a length on Lady Margaret now, as you may have heard signalled by a rather interesting technique with the blowhorn. Lady Margaret now three quarters of a length behind Homerton, and closing very quickly, it must be said, as they come up towards Grassy Corner. Behind them, St. Ed's. St. Ed's are being chased hard by Hughes Hall. Hughes Hall, with a huge number of our Blues rowers, have just shot past, and actually their bellman has hit the cox of St. Ed's. St. Ed's putting up a valiant fight, but Hughes Hall with the Blues 7 stroke and 6 combination at the front of the boat just proves far too good. And there is Clearwater to Keys, who look as though they've been caught by Wolfston. Caught by Wolfston just at the first post corner. As we see Jesus M2 come around the corner, followed very closely by Darwin M1 as they start to push into them. But Darwin M1 themselves, followed very, very closely by
down to Rahul.
Rahul, what can you see, mate?
As Robinson cruised past the plough, they look to have opened up a bit over Fitz M1. In behind them, it's Trinity Hall M1. There's a bit of a scrap down here. Homerton M1 look like they're facing real pressure from that LMBC boat. The plough are going to have an amazing view of this one as it develops. It might even turn into a bump by me to Shem.
Yeah, Downing are upping the pace here very quickly, looking to close in on Darwin M1. They're within about a length as we see it currently, as they come around sweeping into grass.
To Rahul.
It may have even fallen to three quarters of a length as we go back to Rahul.
This one's going to be incredible as it comes around really tight lines from everyone. Trinity Hall, coached by, they've only got half a length on Homerton, but Homerton, they're really going to struggle to keep LMBC off round distance. Homerton really plugging here. Although they've made it, they're really in. They've taken a really tight line on Trinity Hall. They can save themselves here as they force LMBC to go a little bit wider. Homerton really pushing here. Can they extricate themselves from this situation by bumping Trinity Hall? I'm chasing it round distance corner. It's all open up. It's really a case of who concedes first here. It's really a case of who has the guts, who can dig deep, who can push every stroke and make every single one count. It looks like Homerton are going to take this Trinity Hall boat. It looks like that gap's really big, but it also looks like LMBC might even have overlap on Homerton. It's a three-way scrap into the Long Beach. It's going and going, and it's not going to stop. There's a hand up there, I think. No, it wasn't a hand up. That was an acknowledgement of something or other. But that Homerton cox, these boats, they're basically taking three completely different lines. The Homerton boat now tries to cut in front of the LMBC boat. They're now wide of the Trinity Hall boat that zigzags back into the near bank here. This is absolutely crazy. They're all over the place here, fighting, trying to work it out. The coxes have a really important job on this one. But it's going to have to be Laura who takes that.
Yeah, I can see them coming down the reach now. None of them are making contact at the moment, even though it looks like Homerton have overlap on Trinity Hall, and Lady Margaret might have overlap as well. The problem is that they physically have to make contact. Oh, and now Homerton is conceding. Homerton is conceding to Lady Margaret. That was a bump at the top of the reach. And Trinity Brilliant. Hall are getting away. Back to you, Rowan.
Thank you very much. I've just got the reach right at the bottom of the reach here. Jesus going past. It's the boats behind them that are getting bumping, hopefully. Darwin trying to fight off Downing M2 here. Downing M2 probably have it to within half a length. That one's going to keep going. Are they making anything on them? It looks like they're slowly doing it. Suddenly the bank party thinks that this one's being brought in slowly but surely down here. Again, Darwin's only hope is to catch that boat in front, but it doesn't look like they're going to, as it looks like Fat has been bumped over here. Fat conceding just out of Ditton Corner. Corpus Christi getting the bump on Fat there, and Pembroke taking a wide line to avoid them. Doesn't look like they're being chased too hard. Shem, did you have something?
Yes, so I can just confirm that Claire bumped Christ into very early. I was running along with some of the top crews, and so I didn't see that, but I'm told that they managed to get out of the blocks very quickly.
To Laura?
Just a matter of time before they managed to bump them. Laura.
Yeah, so I can see Downing and Darwin M1 coming now. Downing about half a length away from Darwin still, so they haven't bumped yet. They're coming down the reach. It looks at the moment like they're going to have overlap in just a second. Downing are now really pushing for it. They're going for power 10. They're completely wet and splashed, but they're not quite getting that Darwin crew yet. So that's not a bump yet as they're heading towards the Weber Bridge. Back to you, Raul.
Yeah, Raul.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Laura. Queen's just now paddling through. They're not even racing here. They know it's all lost. Tisham?
Yeah, so right here, right on first post corner, we have despair and delight in equal measure as Wolfson have bumped Keys early. Keys rated their chance of being able to hold them off at least to the reach and then using their superior fitness down the stretch, but that isn't how it's played out at all. Wolfson got off to an absolute flyer, rating fairly highly, mid to late 30s, and really putting down some efficient work on the water, and Keys really couldn't compete. So now a disconsolate Keys boat rose slowly by, while a jubilant Wolfson trailed behind them. Back to you, Rahul.
Thank you very much, Shem. We just need a few confirmations at the top of that division. I'm sure Laura's finding out about that as we speak. Just seeing the St. Ed's boat row past me right now. Last couple of bumps, it's really been the story of the kind of, let's call it the jazzy Lycra. We've had some kind of cosmological Lycra going on. This year it seems very much to be all about the alphabet. St. Ed's have done the same thing as Homerton. They've plastered a letter on each of their backs that is going to spell out their boat club for them. Interestingly, St. Ed's have gone for St. Ed Muir. Not quite sure what the reference is there. It'd be great if someone from St. Ed could get in touch and tell us. Is it a reference to Game of Thrones? It would seem quite odd for it to be, but you never know. This is Cambridge. But it is now just looking like crews rowing past, rowing back up to their boathouses. The victorious office crew there who bumped first and third, they're just getting their foliage on there. Pushed out a little bit too much for me to risk getting an interview. This phone is just a little bit too precious for me, I'm afraid. But Laura, do you have any final news on those boats that we were still watching? Right, sounds like we may have lost Laura, unfortunately. What she's probably going to do then is get us some confirmed results up at control. So we wait for those very eagerly. But here's what we think happened in a really, really exciting M2 division. I think you heard me panting because I was just trying to chase down what was one of the most exciting chases for quite a while, that LMBC Homerton Trinity Hall clash. But what we think happened is that Robinson rode over at the top. Fitzwilliam rode over. Trinity Hall rode over, managing to survive because LMBC bumped Homerton M1. We had Hughes Hall bumping St. Ed. Hughes Hall with their smorgasbord of blues rowers in that boat, doing the job there on St. Ed's. Wolfson W1 getting a bump on Keys M2. It'll be a really interesting clash between Wolfson and St. Ed's tomorrow. One on for blades, one on for spoons. Jesus M2, Darwin and Downing rowing over, possibly a bump between Darwin and Downing, but it hadn't happened by the time it got past Laura. Corpus Christi bumped first and third. Pembroke M2 rode over. Clare bumped Christ. And Queens at the bottom of the division just going for a nice wonder home down the long reach. But that is what we think happened in a glorious M2 race. Back to you, Jack.